I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the impatience many are feeling for some kind of punishment for the architects of the January 6th insurrection. The more we learn from the committee call to investigate the riotous attack on the Capitol, the more clear it is that it was on purpose. And that purpose was not just to overturn the 2020 presidential election, but seemingly the entire democracy commonly referred to as the United States of America. But as frustrating as the process can be, it is that very process that is one of the great and important elements of our current form of government. Painstaking gathering of facts from witnesses and documents takes time, and the accused is provided ample time and resources to defend themselves against whatever charges are brought. And while those realities about the strength of the system based on a rule of law can be comforting, the very human impulse that screams for payment for crimes committed remains frustrated. But sometimes the wheels of justice turn slowly. For example, this week, a 101-year-old man believed to be a former concentration camp guard was convicted by a German court of being an accessory to 3,518 counts of murder. The man, identified only as Joseph S. due to Germany's strict privacy laws, was sentenced to 5 years in prison by the Neuruppin Regional Court, according to the New York Times. He's believed to be the oldest living person to be tried on charges from the Holocaust era. Joseph S. denied the allegations that he worked as an SS guard at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp north of Berlin from 1942 to 1945. Despite being convicted, prosecutors were unable to directly link him to the deaths of prisoners. The man's conviction was the result of two recent developments, including a change in German law that allows convicting people who worked as guards in concentration camps, even if no specific crimes can be proven, and the examination of concentration camp records captured by the Red Army, where Mr. S.'s name was discovered. We go by the simple principle that murder does not have a statute of limitations. Thomas Will, a leader for the German government office that investigates Nazi-era crimes, told the Times. It's what's right, and of course it would have been what was right 70 years ago. So while it took nearly 80 years for justice to prevail in this case, it eventually did, thanks to perseverance by those unwilling to let that egregious wrong go unpunished in even the smallest way. We can only hope that prosecutors of the perpetrators of this historic crime against our nation will not need that long to make those who did that crime do some time.